Chapter 31 On Sparrow Hills. The storm vanished without a trace. In its stead, a multicoloured rainbow arched over all of Moscow, drinking from the Moscow River. High up on a hill, three dark silhouettes stood between two groves. Volant, Kuravyov, and Behemoth sat mounted on black horses and gazed at the city unfolding on the other side of the river. The air rustled, and Azazello alighted near the waiting group, the master and Margarita flying in the wake of his black cloak.
"It seems I've had to disturb you again, Margarita Nikolaevna,
and you, master," Volant spoke after a brief silence.
"But I trust you won't hold a grudge. I doubt you'll have cause for complaint." "So then," he said to the master alone, "bid farewell to your city. It is time to go."
The master jumped from his saddle, abandoned the riders, and ran to the hillside edge, his black cloak dragging on the ground behind him. The master looked at the city. At first, a nagging sadness crept into his heart, but it was quickly replaced by sweet excitement, a wandering gypsy's thrill. A group of riders waited silently for the master. The bored Behemoth broke the silence.
"Maitre,"
he spoke,
"permit me a goodbye whistle before the ride."
"You might frighten the lady," Volant replied. "And besides, don't forget that your antics are over for today."
"Oh no, Messiah," Margarita responded, mounted side saddle like an Amazon. "Let him whistle. Let him make us laugh, or else I fear there'll be tears and everything will be ruined before the journey." Volant nodded to Behemoth, who livened up immensely and hopped out of his saddle. He placed his fingers in his mouth, puffed up his cheeks, and whistled. Margarita's ears rang, and her horse reared in alarm. Flocks of crows and sparrows rose in the air, and they could see that several passengers on a river taxi going past a nearby dock had lost their hats. Behemoth looked round proudly.
"Oh, it was a whistle, I suppose,"
Kurofyov remarked condescendingly.
"But if one were to speak objectively, it was a very mediocre whistle. Why don't I try one for old time's sake?"
"All right, but watch it,"
came Volant's stern voice from his horse. "None of your injurious stunts."
"Trust me, Messiah,"
Kurofyov replied, and fashioned a complex shape from the fingers of his right hand. Coiling up like a spring, he suddenly unwound in a whistle. Margarita did not hear the whistle, but she certainly felt it as she and her fiery steed were thrown some 20 yards to the side. An oak tree nearby was torn out of the earth, and cracks ran along the ground all the way to the riverbank. A huge portion of the riverbank, containing a dock and a restaurant, collapsed into the river. The whistle startled the master. He clutched his head and ran back towards the waiting group.
"Well, then," Volant said to him from high up in the saddle, "are all the accounts settled? Have all the goodbyes been said?"
"Yes, it is over," the master said. And then Volant's terrible, trumpet-like voice rolled over the hills.
"It is time!"
The horses blasted off at a gallop, lifting their riders into the air. Margarita felt her wild steed champing and tugging at the bit. Volant's cloak billowed over the entire cavalcade and obscured the evening sky.